I saw the children, their eyes shining with hunger. I don't know if you have ever seen hunger, but I have seen it very often. As these words make it plain, Mother Teresa's sensibility to the hungry is evident in the way she was moved by her direct contact with them. She was stirred in the depths of her heart by her encounter with those suffering real physical hunger, as is clear especially in the way she recounted the stories of her experiences with the hungry. These experiences began when she was a child. Her mother had accustomed her and her siblings to serve and look after people from the street. When she witnessed hunger, or any other need of the poor, her reaction was, "We have to do something about it." She then did anything possible, and at times also the nearly impossible, in order to bring food to the hungry. At times she tried to literally move the world to provide food for those who were starving. Hunger may be something that is remote from our experience or from our immediate surroundings. Maybe we meet the poor who suffer hunger only through the disturbing reports about some faraway disaster. However, if we open our eyes to see, as Mother Teresa challenges us to do, we might encounter many more people suffering from having their basic need for sustenance unmet. Mother Teresa is known not for setting up great programs that resolve world hunger, worthy and necessary as they are, but for feeding the hungry one by one, one at a time. Yet in doing so, she made a great difference, first in the lives of these individuals, and ultimately in the world. There is another type of hunger that Mother Teresa began to speak of, especially after opening her houses in the West. She often repeated that people are not only hungry for bread, but hungry for love. Though suffering from this need is not commonly referred to as poverty, she realized that this type of poverty was so much more difficult to remove. Thus, it was also this hunger for love that she wanted to alleviate. She challenged her sisters, "You are meant to be that love and compassion to the people here in the West. When I pick up a person from the street, hungry, I give him a plate of rice, a piece of bread. I have satisfied, I have removed that hunger. But a person that is shut out, that feels unwanted, unloved, terrified, the person that has been thrown out from society, that poverty is so hurtful and so much, and I find that very difficult. Our sisters are working amongst that kind of people in the West." Finally, Mother Teresa found another type of hunger, in countries both poor and rich, among people of all classes and religious backgrounds. "People are hungry for God," she used to say. This reality of spiritual hunger, which she experienced deeply and encountered wherever she went, she addressed in a simple and timely manner. She wanted to be God's love, His compassion, His presence, wherever she went, so that people looking at her might come to know the God whom she wished to reflect. Her words.
It's because He loved. Before Jesus taught the people, He had pity on the multitude, and He fed them. He made a miracle. He blessed the bread, and He fed 5,000 people. It's because He loved the people. He had pity on them. He saw the hunger in their faces, and He fed them. And only then He taught them. More than ever, people want to see love in action through our humble works. How necessary it is for us to be in love with Jesus, to be able to feed Him in the hungry and the lonely. How pure our eyes and hearts must be to see Him in the poor. How clean our hands must be to touch Him in the poor with love and compassion. How clean our words must be to be able to proclaim the good news to the poor. The pain of hunger. Some time ago, one woman came with her child to me and said, "Mother, I went to 2, 3 places to beg some food, for we have not eaten for 3 days. But they told me that I am young and I must work and eat. No one gave me anything. I went to get some food, and by the time I returned, the baby in her hand had died of hunger. I hope it was not our convents that refused her. We all speak of the terrible hunger. What I have seen in Ethiopia, what I have seen in other places, especially these days in places like Ethiopia, the people in hundreds and thousands are facing death just for lack of a piece of bread, for lack of a glass of water. People have died in my own hands. And yet we forget. Why they and not we? Let us love again, so let us share. Let us pray that this terrible suffering be removed from our people. The pain of hunger is terrible, and that is where you and I must come and give until it hurts. I want you to give until it hurts. And this giving is love of God in action. Hunger is not only for bread, hunger is for love.